Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a complete waste of perfectly good brain cells in 3 minutes of your life. But makes you scratch the old noggin. It's Dumb Debates with producer Dave.
And the debate of the day, how do you open those crescent roll packages? Slamming or spooning? You only got two options. What are you going to do?
Spooning is just so much nicer. It's Elizabeth and Radar. Elizabeth has the day off. Producer Dave is here. And yeah, last night decided to crack open a tube of those and make them for the fam. And so I always like to text Producer Dave back and forth at night. What's up tonight? Oh, nothing, this and that. Oh, I'm making crescent rolls. Oh, yeah, how'd you open it up? That's the text I got from him. And I was like, well, you follow the directions. You peel off the blue. You use a spoon. You hit that seal. Boom, they open up.
You keep on talking about these directions, Radar. I've never seen these directions on there. You just got to take it and slam it. That's what I was taught as a kid.
The directions are right on the tube. Matter of fact, if you look at our Facebook page, whether you open up your Facebook app and search The Mix or just go to Facebook.com/991TheMix, you can see right there. There's the directions. You peel it. You put the spoon there. Boom. You pop it open.
Nah, I'm slam all the way. I mean, it's just everything about slam. I never have even tried with the spoon, and I just feel like that would never work anyways.
Why wouldn't it work with the spoon? It works for me all the time.
Well, maybe you're just like super strong or something, but I don't think I'm strong enough to just push a spoon down.
You worry
there.
About the spoon like causing an injury to you?
Yes, some sort? Man. It would hurt. You're close. Pop. It pops, right? That's why you slam it, because you're far away, and it pops. So, you
far
know.
Away. You like slam it and go.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of skedaddle a little bit.
All right, we got to find out if anybody can help us solve this debate. Since we're tied up 1-1 here, spoon versus slam, we wanted you to call 414-799-1099. Susan, you're up first, so do you spoon it or slam it to open it up?
I slam them on the counter.
Slam it, right? You also get like that stress relief a little bit. You know, you're angry, something went wrong in the day. Just get in your kitchen, make some crescent rolls. Bam!
Absolutely. I used to be a spooner. When I first started making them, but it didn't open it enough. It only opened a little bitty spot.
See, so and then you injure yourself when you got to go in there and open it
you
more.
You injure yourself. You just twist it then after that. You just got to release the pressure a little bit. But you're a slammer.
No,
all right.
No.
You're on team producer Dave. So
love
you're
it.
You're a slammer. He's up 2-1 now. Thanks, Susan. Have a great day. Call us again.
You too. Bye.
Awesome. See you later. Tabitha. All right. You get one choice here. It's either spoon or slam. Which one are you doing?
Slam.
Slam. Tabitha knows what's up. And what. Slamming it, it's more fun also, right? Like, it's almost like a game when you get to slam it.
It is. And some of them, when you try to use the spoon, because I've done the spoon, sometimes when you're using it, it doesn't actually open.
See?
So then you're like, okay, is it going to pop in your face while you're putting that spoon inside of there? Or... So then I just end up hitting it on the counter.
So you just hit it on the counter and pop it open that way. All right.
Wow. Tabitha.
Yep.
So far, it's a slam by a landslide here. Thanks, Tabitha.
All right, have a good day.
All right, I guess, Producer Dave, looks like you won, but we might as well
going for the clean sweep
see
here.
See if you go for the sweep here. Liz, what do you think? You spoon it or slam it when you open it up?
Team slam it.
Ooh, slam it. Let me go get my broom real quick, Radar, so I can sweep you across the floor right now since I just slammed all my crescent roll packages.
I mean, I don't believe in the metal and dough shrapnel, but I know when I was a kid, like, you were afraid that it was going to pop open in your hand. Like, yeah. I believed my finger was going to come off.
See, I told you, there's the fear
like
of getting injured, Radar.
Right, like holding a firework. That's what I thought it was going to be.
That's a great comparison.
Hey, kids, instead of 4th of July going outside this year, guess what Mom's going to do? We're going to slam some crescent roll tubes.
Hey, Radar, I hate to push you even lower right now, but we got the clean sweep here on the phone and on Facebook right now. Majority of people are saying, guess what it is, Radar?
Ah, slam it.
That's correct.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!